I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brian Kemp, your governor, not mine, yours, vetoed the mandatory recess bill that would allow children in grades 5K through 5th grade to have a 30-minute a day recess. He vetoed that. And another bill he vetoed that has bearing on children is the school safety bill. Sounds crazy. It's hard to say. The governor vetoed the school safety bill, which would require anti-terrorist data analysis information in school systems, communications networks to interact with each other so the schools would know about terroristic threats and possibly terrorists, and the law enforcement agencies would know about credible threats made by students or teachers or others. They would communicate this information by computers to keep all aware of the possible threats. They would also have more drills for active shooter situations, and those drills would be in conjunction with law enforcement. And the principals would be the safety coordinators. They would work with law enforcement to conduct these drills on a regular basis in schools. Makes sense to me, but Brian Kemp vetoed it. So children are not doing so well in Georgia on this Mother's Day weekend, at least not in terms of legislation. Well, we have Janice on the line. Hey, Jan.
Hey, Janice.
You have been, I was thinking about you this morning, Jan. You have been a mother figure to so many, including me, and we're only 15 months apart in age, but you have always tried to be my mama, and it has been a good thing because I always needed it. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you for being my mother. We kind of took turns.
That's funny.
We were almost twins.
Almost twins. And always a lot of fun, even when you were telling me what to do. And sometimes I find myself saying, I need instruction. I need direction. So I need for you to tell me what to do more often than not.
Well, thanks for being my very best friend.
Well, you're welcome. We're so sweet today. But, Jan, what do you think about Brian Kemp?
Well, I think that Georgia politics is driving Georgia politicians crazy. And if the Georgia legislature, as fractious as those 200 people are with each other, can find common ground on anything, how dare the governor veto it? It just smacks of the rankest form of political opportunism. I'm curious, though. I haven't read the news. Why on earth is he against the coordination of information about active shooters?
Well, he was asked that question a lot, and his answer was that it was well-intentioned, but school administrators and groups expressed concern, and he was concerned about it being an unfunded mandate, and he prefers for local school districts to have control. Well, you know, I hear this local control thing, and it is a code for racism to me. It's a code for discriminating against people. And the reason I say that is because, you know, they wanted local control when they wanted us to be slaves, and local control when they wanted to lock African Americans and others out of goods and services and opportunities. And it just smacks.
And we have a locally controlled voting system that won't let everybody vote.
Well, that's how you got to be governor.
Exactly. And I agree with you about your characterization historically of what local control has meant. But I also wonder if, when you think about who the active shooters are and where they come from for the most part and what they look like for the most part, maybe he just wants them to be able to go shoot up a classroom.
Well, they got those Second Amendment rights, and nobody can infringe upon it, not even little children who want to be safe in school.
Yeah, I think that it is sad, and I hope they have enough votes to override the veto.
I don't know if they have the will to override the veto. It's yet to be seen. Regarding the recess, the mandatory recess, Kemp's reason, I was getting ready to say excuse, was that he's a firm believer, now this is in quotes, he's a firm believer in local control, especially in education. Well, what about the little children who are not members of sports leagues or gyms or other places where they can get exercise? Don't they deserve some exercise and some fresh air and maybe a little sports for 30 minutes?
I think his answer probably would be no. If they can't afford it and their parents don't provide it, we would just as soon they die early from preventable disease and not be healthy.
Yeah, this is Brian Kemp in quotes. The legislation would impose unreasonable burdens on educational leaders without meaningful justification. Well, the burden is the teachers get a break for 30 minutes. And the justification is the children get to exercise, blow off steam, talk to each other, and play with each other. So I don't know. It's just some words that he put together that don't make any sense whatsoever. None at all.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.